Every year, the National Endowment for the Arts and Arts Midwest sponsors the Big Read. For the past 15 years, grants have helped organizations program events and initiatives around a community-wide read. Thanks to the work of Santa Fe librarians, we're set to see some great events coming up this spring centered around the book Into the Beautiful North. The novel, authored by
Luis Alberto Uria, follows a young woman crossing the U.S.-Mexico border in search of help for her small town. With the current influx of migrants at the border, the book brings up a timely subject. I spoke with Maria Sanchez Tucker, director of the Santa Fe Public Library, who says the community input she fielded led to the title selection.
I think it's a great selection for our community, and I think it's a really fun book selection, and there's a lot of ways we can incorporate different themes and conversations into this big read this year.
Sanchez Tucker and her team applied for the grant before the pandemic forced a widespread change in our interactions. But that hasn't stopped the Santa Fe Public Library from finding unique and safe ways to engage the community. Just last Saturday, friends of the Santa Fe Library hosted a scavenger hunt, placing Into the Beautiful North around town and using Instagram to hint at its location. They posted photos of masked happy winners clutching their prize on a sunny spring day. Children, older folks, teens, and young adults alike found their way to a copy of the book. According to Sanchez Tucker, more books are ready to be checked out at the library with staff ready to help. And if you don't have a library card, you can apply without an in-person visit. As the library remains physically closed, services are available by phone or internet. And these services have been offering the community a lot during this challenging year. The library offers curbside pickup for pre-reserved books. Librarians will bring your selection to you or your vehicle, taking COVID precautions seriously. Returns are quarantined for 3 to 5 days, and library staff are required to wear masks. In addition, they still offer print services and Wi-Fi access available in the parking lot. In addition to the book by Luis Alberto Uria, librarians chose a children's book too.
Juji Morales is our youth book, and her book Dreamers is a beautiful, beautiful book. And I encourage even adults to read this book because it's beautifully illustrated. She is an award-winning author and illustrator. She talks about her migration experience, but she also talks about how important the public library was to her. And to me, I just think that that's just a beautiful story that the public library can offer so many different avenues to following your own dreams.
Access to inspiration is important when lots of kids have been away from physical education spaces with their peers. While Sanchez Tucker is realistic about her expectations for the big read, she hopes it can spark new conversation.
The ultimate goal is maybe you won't read the entire book, maybe you'll read a little bit of it, but you might attend one of our programs or you might want to attend the theatrical performance being put on by the Teatro Tarawa. And so there are just different ways to be involved, and I think it just gets people thinking about our community, talking together, and just participating collectively in just something very positive.
The theater performance Sanchez Tucker mentioned is a dramatic interpretation of the book Into the Beautiful North, adapted by Karen Zacharias, coming up in April. The library will also host virtual trivia nights, author talks, teen poetry workshops, and a book club to discuss the novel. Tonight, the Santa Fe Dreamers Project will present updates on immigration policy under the Biden administration. The Santa Fe Dreamers Project provides free legal services to immigrants and refugees to empower their situations. I asked Sanchez Tucker about how the Southside Library has been able to serve the community despite the COVID restrictions.
Of course, with the pandemic, it's been very difficult because our buildings have been closed. So that makes it very difficult because the library is the heart of the community. And so we hope to try to possibly have some outdoor programming this year at the Southside Library. And we just really want to invigorate that library and just make it a real community location where there's lots of programming.
Sanchez Tucker joined the library staff a few years ago when a former staff member raised concerns about the management of the Southside branch. The building located off Jaguar Drive may just become the community hub with reopening and the construction of a teen center nearby. In the meantime, Sanchez Tucker has said they have moved operational funding into increased digital options.
We have Canopy, which is a new service that we launched this year. It's a streaming service like Netflix, and we also have two different reading e-audiobook apps you can check out through Overdrive, Libby, or Hoopla. And so there's a variety of digital.
She also speaks of the success of virtual programming. The Big Read kicked off with virtual performances recorded at the Southside Library branch. The stream opened with remarks from Library Director Maria Tucker Sanchez and continued with a performance from Lone Piñon, the New Mexico Orquesta Típica, lively fiddle, bass, and guitar performed traditional music. An excerpt of Into the Beautiful North was read by Museum of International Folk Art bilingual educator Kemley Gomez, following information from librarian Nicole White. Santa Fe Youth Poet Laureate Artemisio Romero y Carver read an original poem speaking of injustice and the racial challenges he faces. Finally, Carlos Medina y Juntos performed music, including an original based on the book and location Tres Camarones. Urián Vázquez of the Young Voices of Santa Fe Opera performed a song, and library staff member Therese Martinez did a karate routine. Finally, Elizabeth Jacobson read her poem, inspired by Into the Beautiful North, closed by remarks from Mayor Alan Weber. From the start, the Big Read aimed to involve as many local organizations as possible, librarians doing what they can to continue bringing arts and culture to the community.
You know, libraries are just so important in our lives. I grew up with a mom who loved to read, and she was a single mom. We always were at the library, and it just really inspired to, you know, pursue a career in arts and culture. And of course, I ended up in public libraries. And that's just because they do provide equity and access to education for everybody. It's just one of those things where we realize these barriers, and we just want to try to make sure that the library continues to serve as many people as we can.
Tucker Sanchez took a moment to highlight some of the upcoming programs, citing even more ways for people to be engaged with the book and each other.
Luis Alberto Urrea will be here virtually on May 1st and at 6 p.m., so mark your calendars for that. Gustavo Ariano will be speaking on May 6th. He's an essayist and a reporter, and he's just really entertaining, and he's going to do a great program on New Mexico cuisine. And so we have a lot of fun discussions, so check out the book, read it, and meet with your own book clubs, your own personal book clubs, or join our quarantine book club is what we've named it, and it's a really fun group, and they're meeting on April 16th to talk about Into the Beautiful North, and there's just many ways to get involved, so I really thank the community for supporting the Big Read this year, and hopefully after we conclude this year, we'll start talking about what next year's book will be.
And hopefully we read that book in a less distant world. This song is courtesy of Carlos Medina and is a clip from his original song inspired by Into the Beautiful North. For KSFR, I'm Georgina Hahn.
Tres camarones, mi pueblo querido, jamás te abandono y nunca te olvido. A Dios le pregunto si tres camarones están en Sinaloa o están en Nayarit. Naeli, mi reina morena preciosa, carita de ángel y cuerpo de diosa, campeona de fútbol, practica karate, cada que la veo mi corazón late.